We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Madeline DeLapp for community comment. The election is in 1 week. I'm sure everyone is tired of the state of our national politics, but we have choices to make in Humboldt County that will dictate our future. For those of you registered as Republican or no party preference, our ballot may not have the same weight that urges us to submit them or go to the polls and vote. If you live in the 1st or 2nd district, I cannot stress how important it is to vote. In case you did not read Sunday's Times Standard, the editorial board endorsed Supervisor Bone. The board said, "Rex knows the 1st district and its communities inside and out. His record as a two-term Humboldt County supervisor and as a board member and past chairman of the Rural County Representatives of California shows him to be a tireless champion for his county's interests at the regional and state level." Last week on the Keat debate between the supervisor and challenger Berkowitz, essential distinctions between the two candidates became clear. Rex demonstrated his depth of knowledge on local policy considerations, such as continuing to support Humboldt Bay as a working harbor, finding new ways to bolster our dairy industry, the need to expand public safety and mental health through the expansion of services, building a strong economy through hard work and practical idealism, and implementing climate action planning that will protect our low-lying areas. Challenger Berkowitz demonstrated that he is not qualified for the role of county supervisor due to his lack of understanding of the differences between local and state law. Instead, he stuck to generalized statements, anecdotal evidence, and big-picture values that seem to mirror the platform of our national politics. The role of Humboldt County supervisor is nonpartisan, and yet if you listen to the closing remarks of the challenger, he says, quote, "If he is elected, Humboldt County will have a progressive majority on the Board of Supervisors." Locally, the election is not about Democrat versus Republican. It is about what is best for our county and electing someone with an open mind who listens for ideas that make sense. Rex has demonstrated his ability to work across political divides and learn from his mistakes. Mistakes which the local progressives have made the focus of their campaign to try to unseat him. In the interview with the Times Standard editorial board, Cliff Berkowitz attempted to illustrate the egregiousness of his opponent's offense, and in such, he capped his interview with his own Richard Pryor impersonation, complete with a racial epithet coming out of his mouth. Then he asked the editorial board to not print it. I find this incredibly ironic and a double standard. It's time to move on, and it's time we elect the person most qualified to the job. Remember to vote on or before March 3rd. This has been Madeline DeLapp for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.